You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 263. Today is another mini episode day, countdown to kickoff, day number 89. We're talking about Jacob Matuska. He is a senior, 6 foot, 4.5, 275 pound. Native of Columbus, Ohio, and attended high school at Bishop Hartley. So we're going to be discussing a little bit about his recruiting and then kind of the last few years at Notre Dame and our expectations for Jacob in 2016. So to get started with the recruiting, Randall, go ahead and take it away.
One thing I want to throw in before Jacob Matuska that I should have mentioned on yesterday's with Isaac Rochelle. His high school team outscored the opponent 618-109 his senior year. So,
wouldn't it be amazing to have a defense like this, like that, this year?
Well, yeah. I'm not sure if it was defense, the competition, or good offense. It's probably a combination of all three. So, but Jacob Matuska, he wasn't as highly ranked as some of the guys coming to Notre Dame. He's a three-star recruit. He was like 376th ranked player on 24/7. He played a lot of tight end in high school, and he also played the outside linebacker, played a couple different positions, but he played a lot of tight end. His senior year, they had a 10-0 regular season record, he had 16 catches for 348 yards and 4 touchdowns on a team that was actually like a run first. It was a run oriented team, and their team averaged 42.5 points per game. But then he also played on the other side of the ball as a linebacker, and. Yeah, so he was playing quite a bit his senior year. But he was recruited to Notre Dame as a defensive end, and then he did not play his freshman season in 2013, so he got his red shirt. And then in 2014, which say he was recruited as a defensive end in Bob Diaco's system, so that would have been a 3-4. Well, then Brian McGorder came in, and in 2014... we had all those injuries on the defense, and at the end of the season when Dron Jones, Sheldon Day, and Daniel Cage all got hurt, the guy that played a lot of tight end in high school came in as a defensive end, had to start playing defensive tackle. So he ended up starting one of the games at the end of the year. His best game was against Louisville. He had 5 tackles, 4 solo, and 1 sack. He played in 7 games that year, but most of his playing time was like the last 3 games of the year when he was kind of forced to play because of all the injuries on the defensive line. So he was a guy that, you know, made all these switches, position switches, and then he didn't play in 2015. And now, this spring, they moved him to tight end. So,
And Randall, the move to tight end, was that after... the news about Tyler Luatua leaving Notre Dame. Do you remember, was it after that came out, or was it even before Tyler Luatua was planning on leaving?
Well, there were rumors of that happening, the move to tight end happening, but I'm sure that the staff also had, you know, a little bit of a clue that Luatua might not, you know, might decide to transfer. So in the spring...
Well, and Randall, before we even get to the spring, Matuska didn't play in 2015, right?
No, he didn't play at all in 2015.
Okay.
So then they switched positions in the spring. No, Luatu is gone, and so we have Jacob Matuska at tight end, and he is that blocking tight end, which would be interesting to see, you know, how he's used, because he did catch a lot of passes in high school as a tight end. But then after spring practice, the news broke that Luatua was going to stay at Notre Dame instead of transferring. And I would say the one guy that was disappointed about that move was probably Jacob Matuska.
Yeah, I agree.
I know some people like him at tight end. He played in high school, but Luatua has the experience, the game time experience of playing that position. And so I think it definitely, before that news, I could have seen Jacob Matuska get some playing time as a blocking tight end this next year. But I think that kind of changes a little bit now that Luatua is coming back.
And let's look a little bit at the depth. I know that Jacob Matuska is different from, you know, Durham Smythe and Alize Jones and Nick Wisher, but he is more like, but that number one, that's still depth. And the point was made that the coaching staff they don't want to be switching in tight ends situationally. They want to keep them in for the drive. They want them to be able to block, catch passes, and do what's needed. Sure, some of the guys are going to be more gifted at one or the other, better blocker or a better pass catcher, but still they want well-rounded tight ends. And Jacob Matuska's strength is more on the blocking end, which, like you mentioned, is also Tyler Luatua's strength. So yeah. I agree with you. I see this as a tough, yeah, it's going to be tough for Matuska to see the field in any significant way.
Yeah, so he would still have 2 years eligibility remaining. So, you know, obviously you can see what happens after this year with the tight end. But I agree, I just don't see him getting much playing time this next year.
So, all right. Anything else about Jacob Matuska before we wrap this up?
You can follow him on his Twitter. Do you have the name there?
That's right. Thank you for mentioning that. We had a bunch of easy names because it was pretty much just the person's name. Jacob Matuska's Twitter is not that easy. It's Moozy Too Tasty, and I'll spell it for you. It's Moosey, the number 2, Taasty. So you might be better off just searching for Jacob Matuska Twitter, and then it will be at the top of your Google search result, which is what I did. And he did have a little bit of a funny tweet. June 2nd, he tweeted out a poll. Who will win the NBA Finals, Warriors or Cavs? And in the tweet, he said, I'm taking the Cavaliers to win the NBA Finals. So I hope he's not a gambler. I hope he's not addicted to gambling, because I think he's going to end up losing big time.
Yeah. You can also at least request to follow him on Instagram. That's also Moosey, Moosey_89. So you can request. He has a private, so you have to request that, and then you can check out his pictures.
Okay, and thanks to the Irish Turning Point for letting us use their images for our mini-episodes countdown to kickoff. You can follow the Irish Turning Point on Twitter at the Irish TP, and you can also find them online at – let me just double-check. I'm pretty sure that it's the their website URL. I thought I knew it. Okay, their website URL is just irishtp.com. So, all right. Anything else, Randall, before we close this one out?
I think that's it.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Do check back again tomorrow, day number 88. And there might be, well, I guess we're planning on doing Corey Robinson, but he hasn't decided for certain if he's going to be back with the team. So we'll plan on doing that one, and maybe we'll have some insight on that as well. So thank you for listening, and go Irish.